I will go to the second stage now. You see, after you understand creation, the creation process, how all these things happen, then you will understand what I mean by the meditative understanding using the triangle, or I call it the Trinity, to help us understand what meditation is. So this Trinity, because it happened to be a triangle, and I realized the triangle can explain the thing very well. That's why this triangle is very useful. Although some people don't like the word Trinity, because it sounds like a Christian teaching, but it's nothing to do with that. So this one up here is the, we normally draw it as a C because it's the pure consciousness or the pure awareness. So this C is actually pure consciousness or awareness. So now you understand why we start from here. This C is actually here, the pure awareness or the pure consciousness. Understand? So from here, the first thing to come out is this pure awareness first to arise, or maybe I use come out. So first to come out from our nature. So this one come out first, okay? Then down here is the senses, S. So S denotes senses. This is where our five aggregates or form and mind manifest. So if you use your pure awareness straight away to create mundane thinking, so this is where the senses is, so the mundane thinking will arise. So this one will trigger mundane thinking. So that's how the mundane mind comes to be. You understand? Yeah? So this one is for mundane living. If you use this to create mundane thinking, then you are trapped here at the senses. So this is where the dwellings, the paticca samuppada dwellings or paticca samuppada movement takes place. So avijja paccaya sankhara, all this keep on happening here. Or we call it the heedless living, mundane or heedless living. So this one is non-meditative. You understand? But if you move in this direction, then this one is meditative. Yeah, this one down here, you will develop what we call wisdom. Wisdom or yoniso manasikara. Wise attention or wisdom at the moment of sense experience. Yoniso manasikara. Manasikara is attention. Yoniso is wise attention, yeah, at the moment of sense experience. So this is what we call the meditative training. Direct seeing, meditative training. So if you use your pure awareness, which is your silent mind, or meditative mind, to meditate, then you develop the direct seeing, the insight in the phenomena, the awakening, and from here you develop the wisdom. Then when you have the wisdom developed, this wisdom is connected to the five aggregate of form and mind. That's why this one is noble living. Noble living. Noble or heedful living. So this one is Pati Veda, the third phase of Dhamma. When there is wisdom connected to the five aggregate of form and mind, then this five aggregate of form and mind is no longer deluded. That's why with the wisdom connected, this five aggregate of form and mind become an Arya, enlightened being, free of delusion. So hopefully by now you start to see how you should develop the understanding of meditation. Not just gullible, blindly follow what people say and teach you. They ask you to note, you note. They give you a method, a technique to meditate using what? The thought again. That's why thought-based meditation, you're doing down here. You create more thinking, more thought. You don't have the silent mind, the inner awareness. You cannot realize this true mind. So how can you insight in the phenomena? The Dhamma, which is beyond thought, beyond mind, you can't. Because you move in the wrong direction. And this is mundane, heedless living. And living being 99.99999% all do things there. Very few come this direction. You can understand. So hopefully with this, you are clear. There is a link that I sent out, Appendix 6 in our Heart Sutta book. That one will have the whole thing inside there. Just I asked my daughter to actually save it. This whole thing is there, that triangle. So no need to remember this. You go to that one more clear. Yeah? So if people following the Zoom, they can see that. You can on your phone also. Your phone also has it. I send to my Kaya Mita. So if you can open up, you will see the triangle. The triangle. And it's very clear. Up there, the C is the pure awareness or the pure consciousness. Then I put in bracket the oneness nature. When you are with that pure awareness, spacious awareness without a center, that is the oneness nature. Understand? Then some people call it the essence of the mind, our true nature or original nature, which is the source up there, yeah, before the pure awareness come out. Then this is the unconditioned, which is beyond thought, beyond time, and beyond mind. Yeah, look at the green triangle. Huh? And this one cannot be perceived or sensed. Yeah, this one is a stillness, the silent mind. Its characteristic is clarity, tranquility, stillness. No movement. Everything is just quiet, silent. Then on the right-hand side, the arrow to create mundane living or experiences. See, that's why I wrote there for mundane living or before you become enlightened, heedless living. Then down there, the senses, mundane thinking, mundane consciousness, the form and mind, the sense basis, the five aggregates of form and mind, paticca sammuppada. Then you develop the meditative understanding by going the pure awareness side. You go to the right, left hand side of the triangle. You will develop the silent mind to train yourself to meditate with the direct seeing via sati and pure awareness, to develop the understanding or the wisdom. Yeah? So there put W, you can also change it to U, which is understanding, yeah? It's the same. So wisdom born of right views, samadhi, or yoniso manasikara. So this is how you can develop it. Yeah? So this wisdom W can also be you, understanding. So you is understanding or wisdom. Then you can go back and read up on the Appendix 6. The Appendix 6 is very detailed, very important, very beautiful. Yeah.